A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11 verses 6 to 8. So David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab was doing, and how the people were doing, and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. Now, you should recognize this as being part of the grand cover-up by David, trying to cover that which God was going to uncover in his own time. And it is uncovered in the Bible to such an extent that some are embarrassed that this man who was, as the Bible records it, the man after God's own heart, that the fine details of his sin are just presented so in such a naked fashion before us. And as we have pointed out previously, it's so that we would learn from this terrible thing which David did. Now, we've looked at his sin. We've seen how he slipped up in the beginning, the steps towards going down the slippery slope of sin. And now that he has heard that Bathsheba was pregnant, and he has heard that Uriah is the husband, it sounds innocent enough. Send me Uriah the Hittite. But in David's heart was a plan that was cunning and evil, because he wants to pass the buck, so to say, make it appear as if though it's Uriah's baby. And so that's why when Uriah came, David, after asking questions about how the war was going, how Joab was, how the people are doing, then says, "Now go to your house and wash your feet." In other words, it was the kind way of saying, and the more modest way of saying, "Go back to your wife before you go back to the war." However, David's evil, in all its wickedness, is being exposed before us, because this is what we are often like. Nati siafana not Davide ezonwen zake. Ngoba uma esezwile ukuthi uBathsheba ukhulelwe, uyazama ukuthi adlulise lesi sono kuUriah. He has no intention, no kind thoughts towards Uriah. Indeed, his thoughts were cruel and murderous. Are you sometimes like that? Learn from David's sin.